I'm a studio painter, so these aren't, they're too large to do plein air, so.
It's been quite a year for artist Thomas Paquette. The State Department acquired one of his massive landscape oil paintings and installed it in the new NATO headquarters in Brussels. And later this week, his traveling exhibition, America's River Reexplored, Paintings of the Mississippi from Source to Gulf, opens at the Watermark Arts Center in Minnesota, the second stop on a three-museum tour, one lasting more than a year. Before the tour started earlier this year, Thomas Paquette reviewed some of the paintings at his studio in the Allegheny Highlands.
I mean, where is this? On?
That's in northern Minnesota, and it shows some smokestacks with a lot of effluent coming out of them and changes the whole landscape because it's just a beautiful, peaceful lake. It's so early in the morning, there's not even a ripple on the water, but shooting up into the sky are these plumes of clouds. And actually, I repainted.
Paquette says he made many visits along the Mississippi in producing the exhibition, traveling from Minnesota to New Orleans and the many points in between. As a test, he was challenged to name the river towns he visited.
Grand Rapids, Bemidji, I'm starting at the top. Park Rapids, Coon Rapids, Minneapolis, Anoka, St. Paul.
And that's
Winona,
just
Minnesota.
Also, he can tell you about the topography and geography along the river, where it turns and twists, where the land flattens out, where the river rushes by. He explored, took photos, made notes, and opened his artist's eye to all that surrounded him.
There's a great pie shop in this one town. I don't remember the name of it, but I put it on my map and circled it a few times because it's really great pie. And it's in Iowa. It's by Maquoketa. It's in the Driftless area. It's filled with bluffs, and it's just so beautiful, that area in particular. And they have pie.
While the conversation can occasionally turn light, Thomas Paquette holds a serious view of what he paints. He loves the landscape, whether a river, a mountain, or the many colorful clouds which have become a trademark to his work. But a key part of the work is his focus on the environment. In fact, many of the exhibition paintings often show how some of the river's most beautiful vistas are impacted by industry.
You recognize that one?
Well, that must be St. Louis, right there.
That's right. Yeah. Yep, and right across the river from it, you may or may not be aware, but is the remnants of a very ancient culture, the Mississippian culture. And it's Native Americans from the last that we knew that they were at this spot was in 1100 AD. So quite a while ago, about 1,000 years ago, they vacated this massive place where they had lived. And estimates are hundreds of thousands to many more lived in this spot. It's right across the river from St. Louis. They built these mounds. They were mound builders, and I'm standing on top of the mound with this painting, and I've actually called the painting The Mound Builders because you can see the Arch of St. Louis in the very distance, but I also know that we are mound builders because over here is one of our ubiquitous garbage landfills that I just snuck into the painting, which is actually in that spot. By Cahokia Mounds. And there's this irony for me that, you know, what are we leaving for the future? I mean, they left a big pile of dirt that we're finding has clues as to who they were. And we have left behind these mounds that will, for better or worse, mark who we were.
Thomas Paquette, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.